Really?
So talk about the Dallas defense. Bill said the other yesterday that this is the fastest team you'll face all year and the fastest team you've faced so far. What is it about their defense you see on film?
They're a good defense, and we obviously just got to keep preparing and get better and better every day.
What do you see from their linebacking core? Marcus leading the way, obviously. He can play linebacker, he can play down, he can play a lot of different positions. How do you have to account for him?
They're very athletic, very strong, and we just got to come out to play.
What's the hardest thing to eat during an interview?
Not sure about that. Get back to me tomorrow.
How good is it, though? It smells good.
Oh, it's good. It's General Tso's chicken.
Oh, nice.
Grills are pretty healthy.
Do they offer plates, forks, knives?
Yeah, you guys want some?
No.
Oh, all right.
How have you felt in the last couple of days in the aftermath of getting back in the action?
I feel pretty good. I feel healthy and ready to go.
Is it a situation, Aaron, where it's getting stronger and stronger, better and better, the more you practice, the more you play?
I'd say so. And it feels better and better every day.
Do you anticipate playing with a knee brace again?
Not sure, but we'll see.
Could you play with a chicken in your hand?
I would probably not, because I don't want to drop any more touchdown catches. So you guys thought that was funny.
Did you any joking with Tom this week about that? Costing him something he had never done before?
That you put it that way, no, I haven't joked with him yet. But thanks.
Anytime.
Was the knee brace annoying? I know guys talk about it, something that actually kind of does slow them down. I mean, now you have to wear it, but.
Yeah, it's not an excuse, though. You're not thinking about it when it's on, so you still play football, and yeah, it may make you a tenth of a second slower, but it's not that big of a difference, and I can't use it as an excuse, or else I would have on that touchdown.
Aaron, you know, a former teammate that's supposed to be starting, Tim Tebow is going to get a chance to start in the NFL.
Tim's a great player, and I loved him in college. And he's a playmaker, and he's going to make plays. And hopefully he could go out there this next week and make some plays. And hopefully he could succeed, because I feel like he's going to be a great quarterback.
Did he always have that battling mentality in Florida?
Yeah, he's a winner. And you want someone like him in your huddle, because he's going to know everything. And people may not like his throwing technique, but he's a winner, and he's going to find ways to make the plays and get that first down, whether he has to run or throw it. And he can make things happen.